sometimes guys to like have control over you or make you feel smaller. Maybe in their mind they think that you're too good for them, so they make you feel small so that you don't leave them, you know, because it's like in their heart or their head they might think that you're better than them, so they're going to be like, you're not that cool, you're not that cute, just
Welcome to the Oh Honey podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda
and Nia.
This is Nia Sue, everyone. And you are an actress, a singer, amongst many, many things. Yeah. A dancer.
Yeah.
You have a regular role on Bold and Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's pretty amazing. Fun. Yeah.
And a new song out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
your
does
first
it all.
Single, right?
No. Well, I came out with I've been doing music for a long time now.
Yeah.
Well, not like a long time, but for a minute. Mm-hmm. But I've been coming out with new stuff for like years now, and I had a Christmas song come out, and I'm working on a ton of new music right now. And
love Christmas music.
Christmas music's actually the best.
Yeah.
I will listen to Christmas music all year round.
Yeah, no, I could.
Yeah.
I'm the one playing it in like Thanksgiving time, like way before.
Right. Yeah. Right after Halloween.
Yeah.
Starts playing Christmas
music.
Yeah,
I'm like, what holiday is before that? I don't even know. I'm focused on Christmas.
There's like two different type of people. There's people who are like, oh my God, they're playing Christmas music already. And then there's people like, oh my God, you
love Christmas. Which one are you, Summer?
Oh my gosh,
I'm
only 6 months.
Definitely probably like, oh, I like the Christmas music. I don't know. My sister is like in depth. Like in love with it. Like
I need to
meet
your sister.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you would love her. I'm more of like, I'm not like against it or for it. I'm kind of like in the middle. Like I'm like, oh, I like this song.
Yeah, I'll listen.
Yeah. Like I'm not a hater. There's some people like my dad is like, turn this off.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't like whenever they start putting Christmas decorations up.
Oh yeah.
Like way beforehand. I'm like, I'm from the East Coast. I'm from Pittsburgh. So like.
Oh wait, what?
Yeah.
No, I was born in Monroeville. Do you know where that is?
I live in Churchill.
Okay, so
I go to Monroeville like every time I'm home.
Yeah,
that is such a small world.
Yeah, it really is. My whole family.
What school did you go to? Then?
I didn't.
Okay,
like my whole family is from there. My grandparents, my aunts, uncles,
oh
everybody.
Oh my gosh,
Steelers fans.
And I was so a Steelers fan. I was like, who's a Steelers fan?
Yeah,
that is so funny. Yeah, I'm from Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
so,
and my then I moved. Like I was just born there.
Okay, gotcha.
And then I moved
to
Connecticut.
Okay,
like,
cool.
A couple stops before, but then Connecticut.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I like Connecticut too.
Yeah.
I'm from Pittsburgh, so like the East Coast, you know, it's freezing. So whenever people start putting up Christmas decorations, I'm like, no, it's not getting cold yet.
Yeah. It's like, let me enjoy this.
Let me enjoy it a little longer.
Yeah.
Before the snow starts to come.
Every holiday, literally, a holiday will end, and then you go to the store, it's like, oh, it's Valentine's now.
Yeah.
It's like, holy crap, no time.
No time.
Don't let me breathe.
Yeah, you gotta market it. You gotta get those, you gotta buy those,
those
decorations.
It's a hustle out here.
Yeah. So your favorite holiday is probably Christmas then?
That's definitely my favorite holiday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because people don't really write that many, like, Halloween songs than, like, you know, or like a Valentine's
and, like,
Day song.
I don't. People are, like, really into Halloween. Like, people are like, oh, my gosh, Halloween's my favorite.
Yeah, some people love
and
it.
And it's interesting because I'm, like, since I'm a dancer and since, like, I'm an actress as well, like, I'm in costumes, like, all the time. Like, I've tried on so many different dance costumes. I'm kind of, like, all costumed out. So I'm, like, not really a fan of Halloween and, like, dressing up because I've already dressed up as, like.
This is so much work.
It's so much work.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah,
really
I'd rather
is.
Just, like.
You're, like, I did this all year.
I did this all year.
Yeah.
It's not any different.
I'm costumed now.
Yeah.
Except you just get candy.
Mm-hmm. Are you dating anybody now?
No.
All this work you got going on?
I know. No.
Does mom over there let you date anybody?
Actually, I'm allowed to date.
Yeah.
I'm 18, guys.
Oh, so you're 18.
I'm 18.
Yeah.
That'd be a little weird if you're 18 and couldn't date. But I mean,
that
maybe,
would be weird.
Maybe I'm weird with my kids. I mean, my kids that I don't have.
With my imaginary kids that she's already
kids.
Planning for.
Yeah. I'm like, don't ever date. Never.
Yeah.
My mom was like the type of mom that didn't want us to date. Like with my older sister, she didn't. I think she wasn't allowed to date until she was 18, and she didn't let her get her driver's license until she was like 19.
Oh, wow. Really?
And then she just dropped the ball with the rest of the kids.
Yeah, she's like, I'm sick of driving you guys around.
I know, but like with everything, like I could date a little bit sooner than her, I could drive a little bit sooner than my other siblings. My mom's just like, ball drop, like, do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
I don't even care.
Like, I wasn't allowed to date until I was 16. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I've had one boyfriend.
I think that's a good age. Like,
I get that. Yeah. That makes sense, because when you're dating, what's the goal?
Right.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Right now, I'm just like, I'm in high school. I'm a teenager. I'm just kind of like, nothing too serious.
Yeah.
I'm just like, just having fun, honestly. Yeah.
Friendships
and like hanging out with so many people. Like, it's not anything like super serious.
Have you ever had a celebrity crush?
Oh, yeah. I used to be obsessed with Cody Simpson.
Oh, really?
Like all girls were.
Like, obsessed when I was little. Like, not anymore, but like, I had a crazy obsession.
There was a phase where like everyone loved Cody Simpson.
Yeah.
Not saying I did, but I'm saying a lot of kids did. No, I've never had a celebrity crush, ever.
Really?
To this day, I could not tell you guys a celebrity crush I've had.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nothing? I have like a crush on like Rihanna.
I love Rihanna. I mean, but who doesn't?
Even as a kid, I loved Rihanna. Like, literally,
oh, wow.
She cut her bangs, I cut my bangs, all that stuff.
Mine was Ciara.
Oh, yeah, I love
Mine has always been Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's great.
She's amazing.
But Cody Simpson.
Who else? I was a Bieber.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. You was like Cody Simpson and then Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
There's another one that
hard to not
loved.
Do.
Who, Awesome Hone or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was one.
Yeah, there's one. There's all the little boys that girls love. I don't, but I'm more
like real. I don't know. I wasn't like into the whole like, I like One Direction. And it's funny because like, I wasn't like a huge fan whenever they were like really popping, but then like I listened back to their songs and I'm like, how did I know like all their songs even though like I didn't listen to their music?
I feel like they had a lot of songs on the radio. I'm like,
they
I
did.
Could probably tell you.
I'm like, I was like, why do I know all the lyrics when I never really listened to their stuff? And I was like,
do you have any current celebrity crushes?
Ooh, Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like Shawn Mendes.
I can see that.
That's the 2019. Justin Bieber, Cody Simpson. That's the new one that everyone has a crush on.
Also, Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen him on Ellen?
I just saw that and I was like, oh my gosh.
What did he do?
His abs. Yeah.
They're insane.
Sips too.
Oh, wait. is it Jesse Williams? He's on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay.
He's beautiful.
Really?
He's probably the most gorgeous man I've ever seen.
Okay, well, wow. I think we know your type.
Well, no, he doesn't look like that.
No, really?
No.
Oh. No, we don't know what he looks like.
I don't know who Jesse Williams is, but everybody else I got. What does Jesse Williams look like?
Oh, my gosh.
She's like my dream.
Let's just pull up a picture.
Okay, we'll pull up a picture. I don't have my phone, though.
Yeah. I got it.
I got the phone right here. Jesse Williams, Grey's Anatomy.
Honestly, everyone on Grey's Anatomy is just like...
of Nia.
Like heartthrob.
Yeah.
Jesse Williams.
Have you ever been on set with someone or in a show like...
Oh, yeah. He looks nothing like them.
Nothing like them.
Nothing like them at all.
Wait, what were you saying?
Have you ever been like on set or like in the same show with someone that you had a crush on? Or
No. I've had to play...
Those eyes.
A love interest before. I know.
Those eyes. Look at those eyes.
I don't know if it's really weird that I like crushing on this man who's like probably like,
he's really
like, I don't know. He's like in his 30s, 40s.
Mom's over there shaking her head.
She's like
clenching her fist.
Oh, I thought it was like a, pretty cute.
No, she's like, that would be cute, babies. That would
work. But no, I've had like to play a love interest on like, the soap opera that I'm on, The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah.
And that lasted for a while. So that was fun. But nothing like, I would not date him. I mean, we're not like that. Yeah.
It was just on set.
It was just fun to look at.
Fun to look at.
Yeah. Which is fine. He actually looks like my friend Don Benjamin. Do you know who that is?
Actually, I feel like I do.
Yeah. I'll show you later.
Okay.
So I'm not still pulling up photos.
The whole podcast, it's just silent. We're looking at photos. We're going through photos.
But unfortunately, Don is taken. So that's not, you can't have that one.
Aw, dang it.
No, I know. Leanne
D. But I think when you have a crush on someone, you don't care. Because you don't actually want to be, it's like that. Like,
yeah.
I know. Because if you met them, it'd be like, oh.
Yeah, you freeze.
And you might not even like them. It's like one of those things where it's like, you just want to have that like, like, fantasy. It's a fantasy.
Yeah. It's definitely a fantasy because if I were to like meet them in real life, I would be like, nah, I can't date them. But like,
and you might not even like them as a person. Like,
right. You don't know them.
Like,
You just like
scared.
Their looks.
Like, I'm always like, I love Rihanna and stuff, but I'm always scared to meet her in person because then what if she's not like all that's in? She probably is. Like, 100%.
You're like, what if she's mean to me?
Yeah, but what if she's not like everything I hoped she'd be?
I think she would.
She would be.
No, she would be.
You know what? I feel like you were there.
I've only heard amazing things about her.
You know what? It was last, like, where is it? Like, two Coachellas ago. we were there, and you were supposed to meet me at one of the events that we were at, or one of the parties we were at, and she was right there.
No way.
And if you would have came, you would have been able to be shoulder to shoulder.
But I'm one of those people, I'm not one of those people, if I know who you are, I'm gonna like be stupid and be like, who are you? Like, I'm not stupid.
Oh,
like
I wouldn't do that.
But I would be like, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, Rihanna.
No, you
would
have been standing there and drooling and looking through your side eye.
It's like, you know, like those people that you love, like as a kid, like me, I'm not a like fangirl. Like, I don't, but it's like, she's just my childhood love.
It sounds like you are, Summer.
Okay, I'm obsessed.
Yeah. I'm not one of those, but I love her.
Guys, she's so beautiful. Like, her face. Her eyes, like,
no,
her
she's
lip
actually
structure.
Stunning.
Yeah.
I love her. Her lip structure. She's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like,
shout out to
beautiful.
Rihanna. Yeah. Shout out to Beyonce.
Shout out to J-Lo.
Yeah. I love
shout
J-Lo.
Out to J-Lo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, all shout out
to
all of them. Julia
Roberts.
The
fiercest.
I always
woman.
Have to say her.
Julia Roberts.
There's so many. Yeah. We just start naming off all the girls.
Yeah.
When you
all the females.
It,
my mom.
My mom.
You're naming off other like celebrities, and I'm like, okay, we're going to go down that route. I'm like, have like five more than him.
So you're focused on your dancing, on your music.
Yeah. And
what's the thing that you have the most fun doing?
Ooh.
What's your
priority? That's hard. Because
priority.
I have, like, so many passions. And, like, dancing, like, is basically, like, walking to me. So, mm-hmm. like, dancing is, like, you know,
natural.
Expressing yourself. It's natural. It's just, like, any time where I'm, like, if I don't feel the best or, like, if I'm in a bad mood, like, dancing can always like bring
you
me out of that.
You just do the worm out of the room.
Do the worm out of the room.
Feel better now.
Do some interpretive
like,
dancing.
Yeah. Right. I'm going. Yeah. Have you been dancing your whole life?
Don't feel it. Not feeling it. Yeah, I've been dancing my whole life since I was like 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
I was actually on a reality show called Dance Moms since I was like 9 years old. So I've been doing film and television for a while.
Wow. Where are also but, like some of the other girls that came out of that are
oh,
just
like in, Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie
and Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chloe and stuff.
So you knew her before she started doing the Sia stuff?
Oh yeah. I've known Maddie since I was like 4 years old.
Yeah.
Like we all grew up together.
Yeah.
How is it like seeing like someone you know from like do such big, crazy, amazing things?
It's just like really, I'm really proud of her. Like, we're all like sisters. Like, I call her my twin, even because it's funny because we look nothing alike.
Yeah.
Like, I call her my twin and like her sister, like my big sister, even though she's like 14.
Yeah.
And
you're like, let me just contradict everything.
Yeah.
Break all the rules here.
Yeah. But it's really cool seeing like your best friends doing incredible things. You know, you only want the best for, you know, your friends and everything. And to see them doing like everything that they love, like, it's so amazing. I mean, they inspire me to even be better, you know?
Yeah. Because you're both right. All of you guys rising together.
Right, exactly.
At the same time,
exactly.
You took that show.
You guys are all super young, just doing what you love.
Yeah.
Which is inspiring.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It's really cool because we're all just like girls from Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
and like anytime someone gets something, it's like, oh my gosh, that is so amazing for them. So,
dang, I didn't know
that's
there was
amazing
a Pittsburgh
crew. Right?
Yeah,
can I be like,
you can be in it.
Oh, okay,
you can be in it.
I can sit with you.
Oh, of course.
It's amazing to see like a group of girls that all love each other and lift each other up, and like, that's such a like cute, like,
how it should be.
I love
that. No, it's definitely how it should be because sometimes, like, people aren't the nicest, and I'm like, I mean, I'm that kind of person who I'm like, I'm gonna be excited for everyone, you know, no matter what.
That's
so
really good.
You know, there's enough space for everyone, and I think people get in their heads and be like, it should be my thing.
I'm like,
that's their path. That's what they're supposed to do. Like, something else will come up. So
yeah,
everything happens for a reason. Yeah.
Yeah. So how
you're
do
so
you?
So wise.
Yeah, I know. How would you deal with?
Your mother's done a good job.
For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. How would you, deal with somebody that was just, like, being super catty and competitive with you? Like, I'm sure you encountered that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, just being on Dance Moms. Yeah. Like, you, like...
The world has seen you have encountered that.
Right, yeah. Like, yeah. You know, just growing up in the dance world is yeah. like oh, that. Yeah.
Have you ever got, like, sabotaged or...
Oh my gosh, yes.
The trauma.
The trauma.
like flashing
PTSD, back. Like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. No. But people really do some crazy things. People can be so crazy. And it's like, why? But whatever, I try to calm myself down because, like, I'm a very chill person, and I don't like confrontation stuff. So, like, if someone's being stupid or, like, being rude or mean or nasty, I will literally just not talk to them or, like, be the nicest I can be.
Kill them with kindness.
Kill them with kindness, mm-hmm. honestly, because that's the best way to do it. Because what they want you to do is stoop down to their level. Yeah. It's like, if you don't like, do that, great. They just look stupid for being... rude yeah. and nasty. Yeah.
Like they say a mean comment and you're like,
I love you too.
Yeah. Be like, hi. Oh, okay.
Sorry. It's like, thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Thanks for paying attention to
and
me.
And then they look like the bad person.
Yeah. It's like, you thanks look, for commenting.
Because then if you say something meaner, then it's like, okay, well, you're just as bad as them.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Just like, then the people look at it.
Or you can
like,
put them in their place. Yeah. You know?
You're like, listen. Nice
listen.
Yeah.
So there's always certain things that will trigger me. Well, I'm like, okay, I gotta say a little something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's certain things where I'm like, okay, I can't let this one slide. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm gonna say a little. And it depends on a mood. You
right.
know?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I'm just
a
not.
A bad day already.
Just not in the mood.
If I haven't eaten today, and if I haven't slept in weeks,
it has to be like a buildup of things. It has to be like, I'm on my period, I'm having a bad day, someone right. else pissed yeah. me off. I just got cut off on the freeway. Yeah. Like, there's other things
and
that are gonna trigger
you?
Me.
And now
like,
you?
And now
you? Cherry on top. You, what you've said, if it was the beginning of the day, you might not even piss me off, but you did a bad
got
time.
Got me at the wrong
bad
time.
Bad time.
So and then, never physical though. Always just like.
Oh, yeah, always. No.
Never physical.
Never physical.
And then just like, let's simmer down.
Never physical. Maybe a chokehold.
Just a little thing. She knows yeah. karate, so don't. With her. She's a black belt.
Are you actually a black belt?
Yeah, you know, I always say it. But honestly, like, I did it until I was 13.
Oh my, well, so.
But she I did karate more than like, any of us. Like, I know, yeah.
Maybe
that.
It's like in muscle just, memory. Just maybe just like somebody will hit me one day and I'll just be like, hi, yeah. And then just like,
just
do like a jumping.
She's like Sandy from SpongeBob.
Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob.
Oh my God.
I'm a purple belt in karate. I used to take karate too. My dad's a black belt as well.
Oh, really?
He's a second degree black belt.
See, this is why you're so respectful and mature and like well put together. It's because of karate. If you
because of karate.
Sign up. Sign karate. Up. Master Amy Reed's Black
Very
Belt Academy. Stuart, Florida.
Her mom owns a academy.
Yeah, karate
school.
Oh,
no way. That's so cool.
That's why like I did it so long growing right. up. Because she had one in Connecticut, and mm-hmm. then we moved down to South Florida, and she opened up a new one.
Okay.
Just, like, started all over.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. My mom's a badass.
That's cool. Yeah, literally.
My mom really is badass. I awesome. Really want her on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll have to get her on next time, for sure. Or try to get her on this one, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. We see back and forth, like, 100 times.
What was, like, one of the things you would recommend that every kid experience growing up, going into adulthood? Ooh. Like, what's kind of helped you most preparing for adulthood?
Oh my gosh, that's so scary. I'm gonna be an adult.
I'm gonna be
you
an
are
adult.
An adult, you're 18.
Oh. Oh. I am an adult. I don't even know. I think that like, what has helped me so much is just having like people behind me, you know, like people who you can always fall back on, mm-hmm. people you can talk to, and just people that really have your back and support you.
Yeah.
Like having that support system, I think that always helps you mm-hmm. to have, even if it's like one friend or like a parent or a grandparent or something, just like someone that helps you through everything. Like my mom's literally with me through everything, like mm-hmm. just to have somebody to be there for you. I think that also like not taking like, for me, I'm a perfectionist in a way, but mm-hmm. like not trying to like know that like you make mistakes and then you learn from those mistakes. Even though you make a mistake, don't just like be like, oh, I give up. No, like keep going.
Yeah.
You're gonna make mistakes, but like mm-hmm. I mean, we're teenagers, so it's like you're going to make mistakes, but yeah. you know, you have to keep going and not really like focus too much on them because mm-hmm. they only help you grow mm-hmm. and mature and learn. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Move forward.
Yeah. 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 I feel like there's so much.
Yeah.
Being like a teenager. Also?
You're like,
yeah. Yeah, there's a lot though.
There's so much because I just,
Do you drive?
Scary. I do.
Yeah.
I have my license. I'm getting a car soon.
Ooh. That's really, a car is freedom.
Right.
You know, that's when I got my car, I was like, all right, leaving the house for the first time on my own.
Isn't that kind of scary, though? Like, honestly, just being in the car by yourself for the first time, I was like, it was, exciting, but at the same mm-hmm. time, it's like, oh, my God, am I ever ready for this?
I feel like that's so, here in L.A., that's scary.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty
scary. It's
so
funny, because,
Florida it is, too, though. All those drivers, you have the older ladies behind the... Florida is retirement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have the older ladies behind the wheels and their arms are way above their heads. They can't see above the steering wheel, so they're just driving. And then all of a sudden they're like, I'm going to go left. And then they'll just glide over.
I
was in that lane.
Defensive driving.
Yeah, that was my lane.
Hey, respect your elders. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. But the thing is, when you're not have a car of your own yet, and then you want it so bad, mm-hmm. you just when I have that, my life, and then you actually have it, and then you're like, wait, Mom, you're not coming with me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go alone in this car by myself.
Get gas.
I was like, oh my God, I was so scared.
Pump gas.
I was just and pump gas.
Yeah. Summer's thing is to be an adult.
You have to learn how
to pump gas.
I don't know how to do that.
I'm saying people in high school, when I would dropped out of high school, freshman year, and me and my friends would go out and I had a car, and some of them didn't have a car yet. Mm-hmm. So they're like, I would want them to help me can you pump the gas for me? They don't know. How would you know?
Summer started doing it as a game. This is a thing for her. This is why it's still in her head.
She
want to go on a ride? I'm like, how's school? And they brag about school and all that. She's like, cool, cool, cool. Let's go get some gas today.
I know, they're like, we learned this. I know about the pyramids.
She's like, interesting.
I know about the pyramids.
Can you pump gas?
And I'm like, cool. Yeah. Well, can you do me a favor? Get out and put some gas in my car, Mom. Yeah. They're like, I can't do that. But.
She just sits and washes them with her tea.
I'm just sipping tea.
I know the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah.
Since you have never had a normal upbringing, being on these shows and everything, do you go to an actual high school or do you online school?
So right now I do online school, mm-hmm. but for a majority of my life I went to regular high school and regular school. Actually, for freshman year of high school I went for the first day, mm-hmm. and for sophomore year I went for the first week and not a day after that. So mm-hmm. that's why I became cyber schooled, because I was never there.
Yeah.
And it's just because you're so busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But while I was on Dance Moms, we would miss every single Friday of school. So every single Friday and then that weekend. So I'd miss birthday parties, games, all that fun stuff.
That became your family almost.
Right. Yeah. The girls became my family. So yeah, it was fun. I liked being in school because it's just different, you know, you had your school friends and it's normalcy. But then also I lived two lives, normal on the weeks and then at a dance competition on the weekends, every single weekend.
On a very popular show.
Yeah.
Is it hard to balance that? In your head, being a normal kid and then be how does classmates treat you? Do they treat you like a kid or do they treat you like someone who's on a big TV show?
No, actually they treat me pretty much the same.
That's cool.
Yeah. I do remember this one time I went into school, I think it was sophomore year. Yeah, sophomore year. I was going into school and I was going in the hallways, up and down the stairs and stuff, and I could tell the freshmen were she really does go here, that kind of face. And I was guys, it's chill.
And then you're just chill. Hi.
Yeah, I'm hi. And they're full
welcome
just
to
staring.
Our high school.
It's so struck.
Yeah.
Because my age, it's everyone grew up with us. So if I go to school, people are obviously gonna know who I am.
Yeah.
So that part is a little weird, but also I have found some really good friends, even though
mm-hmm.
people know me. I don't, honestly, I have some friends who are oh no, I literally used to watch the show religiously.
Yeah.
And they're still my best friends. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Because I think that's what some people would assume, and sometimes it is very true. It's hard to find friends without knowing like what their intentions are when you're
right.
like a.
Yeah, I mean, I've been through that too. You know? Mm-hmm. And then whenever you find out, I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
You go to their house and there's a shrine of you and you're like, okay.
Okay.
But I'm sure your mom helps
you. Actually, that'd probably be the best friend to have.
Honestly, true.
Yeah, so
supportive.
Because
you know they got
me
back.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They are loyal.
They're loyal.
You're really loyal.
Yeah.
I'm sure your mom is like, because I don't know why, but moms are the best mm-hmm. at knowing who's your real friend or not. Like,
yeah.
They have like a keen sense of like smell. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So like, I'm sure your mom can tell like,
sniffing
oh,
a mess
they're really not
the
your
door.
Friend. They are your
yeah.
friend. They're with you because of mm-hmm. this. They love you.
Right.
Yeah. Does your mom kind of do that with you?
She does.
Yeah.
She definitely does.
She does
that. Even
like
some of my friends filter. Do. They're like, Nia,
yeah.
mm-mm, don't go there.
That's not
and
the
I'm
one.
Like, really? And they're like, yeah, don't. I was like, okay. They seem nice, but.
Yeah.
They seem like, I liked them, but like,
whatever you say.
Like,
bye.
Bye.
Yeah. With me, I always have to kind of see for myself, but going and knowing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, because here, I guess a lot you hear different things about different people.
Right.
It's like, okay, I get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for telling me. Now I'm aware.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that relationship, any signs show, then you're like, bye.
Right.
And then,
yeah.
but give them a, for me, it's just give them a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I'm kind of the same way too, because
yeah.
like whenever I was first coming out to LA, like I was just like, people were nice and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so great.
Yeah.
But then as you, I'm like, oh my gosh, wait,
yeah.
no. So
like, I have no money left.
Where's all
my money?
So I've gotten like used to it. Like I've like trained myself to be like, okay, you'll be nice to this person, but stay guarded because
yeah.
you never know. But then like once you start to know them or like, you know, what she said, like, people will tell you about some people, and it's like, okay, well, let me try it out. I'll keep that in mind, and if
yeah.
you see any signs, it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah,
no, like,
yep, well, you warned me.
Yeah. Like, well, we're done now.
That I told you so.
I told you so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But I also think everyone has the different, like, relationships with people, so just because that person did that person wrong doesn't mean they're going to do you wrong.
Exactly.
So you always have to, like, give people the benefit of the doubt
mm-hmm.
and figure out for yourself, but just
right.
if someone did, just take the warning,
yeah.
but don't be like, oh my god, you suck, because
right.
they could be lying, you know? You
right.
don't know.
Exactly. You have no idea.
You
no
never
idea.
Know.
Never
you just
know
how
you know.
People treat you, that's all
you
can
know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing two-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
Well, we have our honeypots.
Ooh. Take a tip from the honey dip. So we have fans that write in for a
yes.
honey diary, and we give them advice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that.
Our honeybees.
Well, you're going to be, just kidding, we put you on the spot.
Yeah.
You're
giving them advice.
Just stand here and look at you like, what do you have to say about this?
That's what's going to happen. Literally, that's what happens. All right. Oh, honey. Hey, I'm Keegan, and I just saw the tweet about emailing my questions or needing advice on anything. So this is kind of deep, but I just wanted to give your guys' opinions and thoughts on helping someone have self-love. My sister isn't too well to sticking up for herself and lets everyone walk over her. She doesn't seem to listen to anyone, as I believe her partner has a hold over her. I was wondering what would your advice be to help with this, because I've tried so much. Thank you, Nia, Summer, and Amanda.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's break this down.
Yeah.
Keegan
wants to know thoughts and helping one. How do you have self-love? Basically, his sister isn't sticking up for herself, and everyone walks over her. Okay, and she doesn't listen to everyone, and her partner has a hold over her. Okay.
Okay.
So giving advice for his sister, for him to give to his sister, or how to reach his sister and teach her how to have self-love.
Yeah.
I would say her partner has a hold over her.
Sometimes, like, I don't know their, like, dynamic on her relationship. Mm-hmm. Some boyfriends, some guys can sometimes be a little manipulative and maybe make her not, you know, I don't know if this is a, like, situation like that this has happened in my life, is, like, sometimes guys, to, like, have control over you or make you feel smaller, maybe in their mind they think that you're too good for them, so they make you feel small so that you don't leave them, you know, because it's, like, in their heart or their head they might think that you're better than them, so they're going to be, like, you're not that cool, you're not that cute, just, but they honestly think that you are, but they just want to make you little so that you don't leave them. And the thing is, a lot of the time, we don't want, like, if you're with them, you like them. So it's like, you don't have to do that.
But yeah, you
want to
make them happy.
Different insecurities. Girls probably do that to the guy. It can go both ways.
Right.
But I've had that happen to me before where they try to make me feel small so I don't leave them. It's like, dude, chill, I didn't want to leave you. But now I'm like, you're mean.
You're like, I'm like, okay, now I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Now I've gotten older stronger. I'm like, hey, I'm older, I'm more aware.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're young, you don't see it. And they're like, oh, I'm not cute or I'm not cool. But, you know, they do the... But I love you, though. But it's like, okay, no one
Everybody else is against you, but I'm not.
I'm for you.
You know? Right.
That's always like a question mark. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's putting me down, but showing me support at the same time.
Right. It's like a backhanded compliment. Like, it's like, I just got smacked, but then also I'm like, oh, that's sweet of you.
But I'm loved.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah. But I'm loved.
But I'm loved by one person, thanks.
Right.
And it's like, a lot of time it's like, no, everyone loves you. You don't have to say that. And a supportive, amazing boyfriend would be like, everyone loves you. You're amazing. You're beautiful. You're so lovable. Even if people don't love you, that's their mistake, because you're a beautiful person to love and type like that. So I would like to see how the boyfriend's treating her, because a lot of the time girls feel insecure because sometimes boyfriends aren't like lifting
up. I agree.
I think that's what he's saying, though, by having a hold over her. That's probably what he's hinting at.
Yeah.
He's like, hint, hint.
Yeah. Has a strong hold on her. I think just show your sister, like, always, like, just say all the great things to her. Like, wow, your hair is beautiful today.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, you're such a sweet person. You deserve the best in life.
Yeah.
Like, just seed those things with her that you believe about her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll be, like, she'll be able to see that side of, like, somebody appreciating her and how that feels.
Right.
And be able to compare it to somebody who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I think that she should also do things that she loves to do and the things that she's really passionate about. I feel like sometimes... people, if they're like in a relationship like that, they're holding them down, probably like holding them back from what they really want to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like if they take care of themselves, like let's say if they start like working out or going to the gym or painting or just doing things that make them happy, like getting makeup, trying makeup, you know, just doing things for themselves and like not anybody else.
Right.
I think that kind of like goes up with self-care and kind of like loving yourself because you're putting yourself first instead of someone else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Having a goal to achieve it. So something like that, maybe.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
No, I agree 100%.
Yeah. So he just needs to, maybe if he's her brother, right? That was her brother, I think. If he knows his sister, which he does, I'm sure, and grew up with her, then he probably knows some of those interests that she has. So you could probably go to her and be like, hey, like, got you this.
Right.
For you.
Mm-hmm. But like, then do more things for yourself instead of, like, listening. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
No, yeah, it's a hard one.
It's hard to, like, know that there's. And, like, this is such, like, a common thing, too. So it's sad to, like, have someone's, like, brother tell you this about his sister. Because this happens to so many girls, honestly. Like,
and sometimes they don't even see that as happening.
And that's the thing. And they don't even see it. They don't.
Well, because they don't know the difference. They don't know what it feels like to have that self-love.
Right.
You know, they're so used to, you know, I suck. Yeah, I am better at this.
Well, the more that you hear it, the more that you start to believe it. And once you start believing it, then it comes true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or just comparing yourself. Right. Or, like, you know, maybe it's not having that, like, confidence in a relationship, and like all these things can affect that. But then I really love the self-care idea for her. I also love that's like a it's hard to bring that realization to somebody in a like
it's
a
hard.
Sly way.
Because if you tell them, then they get defensive. It's like, oh well, you don't like him, like but I want to be with him, I love him. So it's
a
delicate balance.
Forbidden love, like oh, no one else wants me to be with him, but I'm gonna be with him because I love him. You don't understand.
No, it's
I think it's a lot of like showing somebody so much love that I think that's probably one of the best things that he can do for his sister.
Yeah. Really just care for her and really try and bring the best out of her to see how great of a person she is.
And she'll respect him for all that love that she gets, even though like I'm sure she's aware like if sometimes like she feels like, oh, like, you know, what did I do to deserve all this?
Right.
But and then that'll get her to a point, too, of them being able to have a conversation. Because I think time is a big part of it, too. So not just do it for a week and then it's like...
Right.
You should be doing it all the time for the people that you love anyway. But it's like, all right, give it some time. She can see the comparison between, like, what that feels like of, oh, like, realizing things about herself throughout the process. Like, oh, yeah, you're right. Like... I do, and this is why I am great. And then, like, just, like, kind of building from there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, teaching someone how to love themselves is, like, a hard thing.
It's
a
hard
thing.
We can,
say cliche things, like, be yourself, love yourself. You need. It really just comes from inside.
But there's another layer to this. It's us telling him how to tell her.
And everyone's journey is different to get there, too, you know?
Everyone's different. Everyone has different battles, different insecurities. And, like, what's sad for me, for, like, young girls in this generation, is like social media and all these things. It's like there's so many different things now to make you feel insecure, comparing yourself, all these different things. So I just really feel like I feel for girls. So sometimes when you're young, like I think we all go through stages where we're insecure, or we feel hard on ourselves. And when you're young,
when we're older.
No, and we're, I'm saying like different stages, we go on like even flows. Like some parts of my life, I'm like, no, I'm confident, I love my life, I love myself, blah, blah, blah. And then sometimes I'll go like on a time where I'm like, oh, actually, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, especially when you're young, it's like, you don't even know who you are. You don't
like,
love yourself. I'm like, who am I? I don't even know. Well, I don't even know what I like. I don't, you know, because you're growing. And, and I think when you also understand that, that you're young and you are going to have days and moments and you're going to grow up and understand who you are and you're going to learn about yourself and all those things, that's also encouraging because, like, you don't have to be perfect right now because then you get on yourself, like, why don't I love myself? Like, you know all these things, like, oh, I'm insecure, I hate my... And then you get more in your head about it. It's like, you just have to understand that life's a journey.
I think it does take work, though.
It takes work and
Time
and effort.
And growing. Like, my thing is,
like,
growing.
If you just do things the same all the time, then it's, nothing's ever going to change, right? Your feelings toward yourself just because you get older is not going to change. But if you're working towards it every single day...
But that's why I like what Nia said, is, like, go to the gym, like, do stuff to make you feel better. Go get some new makeup. Go, it's like, do some things that whatever you feel passionate in, go and do it. Work out, do do things that make you feel better about yourself. If she's insecure about her looks, like, go do things that make you feel good.
It's gifting season for the brother.
And the thing is, my whole thing is like self love and like thinking you look good. It doesn't even come from, like, looking in the mirror and be like, oh, I hate... It's, like, coming from the inside.
Yeah, it's
like going
good.
To work out, like, better yourself. Like, get those endorphins going, you know? Like,
maybe, if she's not in the gym already, get a dual gym membership and be like, oh, God, actually, I don't know. Because some girls will look at that and be like, He thinks I'm.
Oh,
yeah.
The reverse.
But if it's coming from your sibling, like, hey, can you please come with me? Because I don't want
to
go alone.
Keegan just needs to do it in a way. It's like, I don't want to work out by myself. I'm trying to get in shape. I want to be good and big for the ladies. Can you come with me, sister?
Can you come with me, sister?
Yeah. And then she's
like a charity case. She's like, sure.
Sure. Yeah,
if you.
And then she ends up loving it and just like. Living her best life from it.
I know, she's like, this is amazing.
There's so many different angles. You know, your sister
the best.
Have you ever,
like, just been having a bad day, you go get a nice green juice? Like, you know, like, sometimes when I'm eating crappy all day, like, it makes me feel, like, crappy, and then I'm I just feel like, why am I doing this to myself? I go get a green juice, and I'm like, alive again. I'm like, oh.
Like, wow, I'm healthy. I'm suddenly healthy.
Guys, I'm healthy. I'm good. Like, yeah. I don't care all the donuts. I just say, I'm good now.
I'm good now.
It's all mental.
I drink like a bunch of water. I drink a bunch of water. I'm like,
but it's so true. Yeah. Like whenever I was younger and would go to dance like every single day after school. Like if I had an awful day at school and like I just didn't feel well that day, I would like go to dance and then by the end of dance class, I'd just feel so much better. Yeah. I'm tired, but like I'd just feel so much better about myself because I'm like, wow, I accomplished something today. You know. Yeah.
I think she needs to find mind. Something
too. Yeah, it that clears she your
feels,
mind.
Like she feels like a couple, like get into a sport, get in, go, like maybe get into dance, like whatever.
Even like
she
meditating
wants.
Or something. Like yeah.
Even painting, like painting. Anything. There's in school nowadays, there's every single thing.
Whatever your interests are.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do whatever you want.
But yeah, so him just, our advice to him is to surprise her
uplift
with things that she loves and give her positive affirmations and tell her why she's so great and. Throughout time, hopefully she catches on to it and believes it
and is like, oh, I'm so much better than this guy. He does not deserve me.
Yeah.
I'm moving on.
And my role model's my brother. Like, I need to find a guy that's like my brother.
Yes.
Because he makes me feel good about myself. So that's the type of man I want. Yeah. But even if a man doesn't feel good about me and tries to make me feel bad, he can't because I'm so strong.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think she needs to find the affirmation of within herself, not another person. You know, like another person telling you things shouldn't matter. Like, you need to know that.
Right. Like,
sometimes
you need to know it yourself.
Takes, like, it takes an outside person, too, to come in and be like, why are you doing this?
But I'm
you're
saying
so
when
amazing.
She gets, when she gets to that point where she is that person, that just comes organically. She won't need someone.
It takes time.
Oh, yeah.
Time. It's a learning process, guys.
I think we kind of answered that one for
like,
you.
In, like, 20 different ways.
Yeah.
He's there. He's
20
like,
different
oh,
times.
Thanks, guys.
He's
thanks
like,
for
okay,
trying.
I got it the first time. Yeah. We're trying, guys. I don't know. Should I read number two? Oh, honey. Hey, guys. My relationship just ended, and I'm absolutely heartbroken. Aww. What's the best way to get over a heartbreak? And has it ever happened to you?
Yes.
Yes.
I had a heartbreak last summer. It was pretty sad.
Really? Yeah.
Is that your first boyfriend?
Yeah. Oh, it was really sad. Worst. So what I did, I got a dog.
You replaced.
Dude, that's actually the move.
That does work.
I got a dog, and she's amazing.
Yeah.
Her name is Sasha, and she's a rescue. She's adorable.
What kind of dog?
But after that, I reconnected with my friends because you don't realize, like, whenever you're in a relationship sometimes that you lose contact with your friends.
Yeah.
And it's so irritating because you're always like, oh, no, I don't. And it's like, no, you actually do. So it's like, okay, reconnected with my friends, made new friends. And I have a really good group of friends now, probably just from breaking up. And I'm like, it's pretty amazing.
I wonder if that goes back to, and we said it this phrase before in different ways throughout the podcast, but don't put your eggs all in one basket.
Right, yeah.
Meaning, don't put your love for humans all in one person.
Yeah.
And just like still have those friends that you love and you give time to. Still have that family that you love and give time
to.
And if said lover, boyfriend, whatever, like someday he's gone and not in your life anymore, you're not, the heartbreak is gonna hurt, but you're gonna, I feel like it's gonna mend a lot faster because you have all those relationships around you to kind of like soften the blow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because whenever like I was going through mine, it was really hard because I just moved out to LA. He was like the only really like friend that I had. So like we were like best friends, first of all. And then it was like we were just dating on top of that. So it was like, oh, that's sad. But also, I ate a lot of ice cream with my friends, but I did work out a lot too.
Yeah.
So I balanced it out.
Like somewhere with the green juice.
Yeah.
I had a lot of ice cream, but then I went to the juicery. So
yeah.
Right off.
And like, I feel like a breakup, and during a breakup, you feel like, oh my gosh, like, this is the worst I'm ever gonna feel. And like, I'm so sad. I'm so like lost. I don't know what to do. And you feel just sad all the time. You know, it takes a long time to get over a breakup, especially if you've been in it for like such a long time. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be a certain point where it's all just gonna change. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it took me a while. It took me like very long time. Yeah. But
how long is a very long time?
Months. Months.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, like, true.
It is a long months. Time.
Yeah.
Are you over it now? Like, you're good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good now. And actually, like, I see him, like, everywhere. Like, I'm seeing him tonight. So it's like, whatever. Yeah. We're friends.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah, we're so cool and, like, we're friends. Yeah. But it's just, like, at the time, you're just, like, so hurt. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even matter who broke up. Like, just going through a breakup is just, like, you're just hurting all the time. And just surrounding yourself by supportive friends and family, that always helps me. But also just know that, like, it's going to blow over. It's not going to it's not going to last forever. You're not going to feel this forever. Mm-hmm. And that you're going to get through it because, you know, you're a strong, independent woman. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, you're going to find another guy one day. Or if you don't, you don't have to. But, like, you know, there's always other people out there.
And dogs.
And dogs. Yeah. And dogs. Yeah. I highly suggest getting a dog.
Yeah.
Just saying. They love you no matter what.
Yeah.
What
they won't break up with you.
She's a Chihuahua mix. Aww. She looks like a Corgi, though, which is really weird. Yeah. But she's so cute. I'll show you a picture after.
Yeah, I'm sure you got a whole, like, little Rolodex album. On there.
Yeah. Like, does she have an IG page? Or?
She does.
Yeah. I'm like, just send her the link.
Okay. Yeah. Send it over.
Send us the link.
Follow. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Yeah, but I agree with what you said.
Yeah. Some people go through heartbreaks for years.
Yeah.
And they just like, but I think it's like another one of those things. Same thing with self-love, right? It's mm-hmm. like one of those things that you have to work through.
Yeah.
And just you become stronger. Just mm-hmm. make it through. And you for sure are going to be stronger than you were in the beginning of that all. Mm-hmm. And you'll be so thankful you got through it and went through it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. breakups are like losing that human. Like, it's like going through like a little death.
Yeah,
like,
no,
that
it
that
is.
That person's like gone to you forever.
It's definitely like going
it's
through that.
It's literally mm-hmm. like losing that person because it's like, you know, like when they're texting you, calling you, sometimes mm-hmm. it's like that, just that interaction and that love that you feel from that person all the time just being cut off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Have you ever, like,
when you're not ready for it,
right,
too?
Right, and it's just, like, maybe sometimes when you know it's coming and you kind of break up and you get back together and then you know there's kind of sometimes that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But have you ever, like, lost, like, a really good girlfriend? Like, best friend? That's, like, honestly, I've had, like, worse, like, pain from, like, that than a boyfriend. Like, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, losing, like, a friend, like, a really good friend.
Yeah, it's,
it's just... Oh,
that's like that's also like heartbreak.
Yeah,
like,
mm-hmm.
that's like
that is a heartbreak.
Like, there's so many different forms.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I wonder if guys feel that way if they like lose
I
like
wonder.
A homie. Do you guys get like heartbreak? Oh, they're not.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I mean, you know, why should it be different? You know.
Yeah, man.
It's the same.
I don't think but some guys don't express it as much.
Yeah, guys just don't
express
it as much.
Like express that to each other.
But
like,
they should.
Get
it out of it.
Yeah.
It's not healthy to keep it in.
And the thing is, girls, like, there's always that stigma, like, oh, guys shouldn't show their emotion. I love a dude that can show their emotion.
I know.
I think most girls
show
love
me.
It.
Yeah.
And you know why a lot of girls break up with dudes is because, oh, he didn't talk.
He couldn't communicate.
Yeah. He couldn't express himself. But in their head, they're thinking, oh, it's not manly. It's not hot. It's not cool if I didn't.
Like, that's what
girls
we've
are like,
been
breaking up.
No,
that's
more.
All we want.
That's all we want.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never tell you how you feel.
Like, show me those tears. Like, if they start crying and then they're like, sorry. No, it's like, go.
No, go cry.
Yeah, let out.
I'm like, you just say all the things to trigger them. I'm like, yeah, cry more. I'm like, what can I say to him?
Cry all the time.
Making all the boys cry.
Yeah.
I'm like, please just cry it out, guys. Come on. You guys see me cry all the time. Like, it's like a
like
0-10. I'm like, you need to look at that job, dude. Yeah.
On that note, it's like,
okay.
Well, I mean, there's going to be a point, too, that I feel like that everybody ends up getting to. Because I have, like, the friends that are single also, mm-hmm. and they've been single for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. But then it always comes up somehow or some way of, like, yeah, I think I want a guy now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah? I'm like, yeah. Like, just, you know, cuddles and, like.
Just like, for, like, cuddles.
Yeah. I was like, okay, you know, there's other things that come with that, too. It's like, hey, there's, like, you know, it's a whole thing. And they're like, yeah, like, I think I'm ready for that in my life now.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just so funny how everybody just gets to a point where they feel like they want somebody.
Right.
I think people get lonely. It's like our human instincts is to have someone, even if you put it off for like years and years.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
we need that. Like, we're made that, to have that, like, human interaction. We're made to have, we're like geese.
Yeah.
You know they have a still soulmate?
Geese, like,
oh, penguins.
No, they do that. Geese? And, no, like, gooses, geese.
I love squirrels.
They do it too. They have you ever seen, like, a girl and a guy geese, and then if they're alone, that's sad because they have they mate for life.
Oh, no, I mean, I believe it. Birds love other birds.
They mate for life, and then they're alone. They don't have anyone forever. They only have
that's
one
so
mate.
That's so sad.
Aww.
But isn't it like that with penguins, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't she just like a bright light? She has such great, amazing energy.
Can you just stay with us?
Can you just,
of course.
Just come be with us.
Of course. I'm just going to come live with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
love that.
Really. Thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure to check out Nia. Where can they find you for our listeners?
Just at Nia Sue everywhere.
S-I-O-U-X.
S-I-O-U-X.
Because some people
wouldn't
know.
It says, yes, I know your ex. That's what I thought you guys said.
Yes, I know your ex.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
I'm Nia Sue, and that's, yes, I know your ex.
Oh.
Literally, bars? I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Make sure to... You do it.
Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thumbs up this video. Follow us on Instagram at
Oh Honey Diary.
Listen to us on the go, Spotify, Apple Play, wherever you listen to your podcast, and download us and listen to us all the time.
Perfect. You're just going to do the outro all the time.
Sorry. We love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Oh Honey.
Oh Honey. Oh.